My name is Ken Hanuman, and I've been practicing Raja Yoga meditation for over 40 years. In these episodes, I will share the experiences and insights I've gained from meditation and how I've integrated them into my everyday life and all my relationships. Welcome to the Spiritual Relationship Podcast. What is the power of discernment? What role does it play in meditation? Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Spiritual Relationship Podcast. My name is Ken Hanuman, and I'm your host. As you can see from the previous episodes, we're progressing from understanding the soul. What is the soul? The nature of the soul. Then we went on to describe the mind, intellect, and sanskars, what is, you know, the habits and personality traits, because we have a lot of habitual way of thinking and a lot of our behavior. We're not, you know, like we don't really understand how our behavior is affecting other people and is affecting our relationship. So we need this power of discernment. When you're looking at your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions, your reactions, there has to be the ability to discern that which is beneficial and that which is not. Then many people, you see, they get angry, they get upset, they're in fear, and they start making mistakes or cause sorrow and create damage to maybe some very important relationship in their life that they wish they didn't make that mistake. So the power of discernment, it can only develop in a state of introspection. You have to go within, get into that place where your mind is not overthinking or you're not upset. You know, you're in a state of peace and you're getting into this reflective state where you're able to calmly look at your thoughts, your feelings, look at the memory, look at maybe if you're going to review something that happened that you wish didn't happen, like say you got angry, you got upset, you feel insulted, you feel hurt, sad, lonely. You would like to figure out how to overcome that. You would want to get back to a state of happiness or a state of peace. And as we discussed before, our state of mind is decided by our thoughts, our reactions, our attitude, you know. The important thing about learning to develop the power of discernment is to be neutral, not judgmental. To be humble and to be in a state of peace. So I made a few notes, so I'm going to read. So what do we need to discern above all else? We need to discern ourselves, like I just mentioned about the thought, feelings, and reactions. In reality, deception comes from within, since we only see what we want to believe. If we cannot discern the way in which we affect others, then our relationship cannot improve. So you need that ability to analyze how your words, your actions, maybe even your intentions, you know, how it's affecting your behavior and other people. If we cannot discern how our misunderstandings and habitual ways of behaving cloud the mind, then instead of discerning, we will fall back into the trap of discriminating and judging. Often we do not see the self, and as a result, we continue the cycle of conflict, animosity, and unhappiness, you know, to ourselves and to those around us. What we cannot see, we cannot change. You have to first be able to define something. Let's say you think you know that this is something that is wrong, you accept that, and then you make a decision that you will change it. So that process of discernment is necessary. Because if you don't change, things get worse. And this is the thing about habits. The more you do the same thing, and more you repeat the same thing, it gets stronger and stronger. It's not the same. It gets stronger, like anger gets stronger, hate gets stronger. Maybe even self-criticism gets stronger, feeling that you're not worthy. But these are things, if you keep telling yourself this, after a while, it becomes entrenched and it really does influence the way you interact with other people. So with this, you need this shift in consciousness. And this is what people sometimes refer to as opening the third eye, meaning this ability to look at things differently. Third eye actually means you're seeing things through the lens or the eye of spiritual knowledge. When you define yourself as a soul with the original nature of peace and purity and love, compassion, with humility, you are able to see that which is different. So you'll be able to differentiate easily anger or hate or peacelessness. You'll be able to also review how your sensitivity, let's say, for instance, to embarrassment and insults and so on, you know. So these are things that you become more aware of. You can see it. And when you see something, you can change it. What is important, like I mentioned before, is to be reflective, have this ability to be introspective and then to be able to reflect. Some of the difficulty people have with focus is that their mind is so busy that even when they sit and try to think to a problem, the mind just quickly jumps to something else. It just pulls you to thinking of something else. You're not able to focus. And to find solutions, you need to be able to look at the problem and maybe do a root cause analysis, like analyze the whole thing. Why was I triggered in this way to say this something mean? And then how can I change that? So rather than getting angry with yourself, rather than getting upset and self-critical, or maybe blaming and judging, pointing a finger at others, you're actually able to spend that energy on finding the solution. The other thing to remember is that silence, and it's the same thing, silence actually means a quiet state of mind. So silence increases the quality and the level of our ability to discern, allowing us to use our time, thoughts, and qualities effectively, and thus to benefit all. In the silence of inner quietness, the intellect makes everything clear, and then we just know how to act for the best. Too much analysis and mental processing pollutes the clarity of discernment. An overload of details make us miss the essence. So it's important to take your time when you're doing this. Just persist. Keep working at something. All habits die hard. They don't go away all because you want them to go away. Because it took you a while to be good at even being bad, meaning like, you know, people get into rage, right, and anger. Next thing you know, they're in a fight. Or in their homes, husband and wife, the way how they talk to each other, this violence. And that's not a good thing, right? It's not good for the kids. It's not good for each other's relationship. There's really no happiness or respect or trust. So it's important that we strive to develop this power of discernment So we need meditation to calm ourselves down, to have solitude, to be in solitude, to be introspective. Maybe if you need more knowledge or you need someone's advice, seek someone that you trust and who has some experience. And if you keep at it over a period of time, you will see that realization comes in, meaning you move from contemplation or reflection to where insights or realizations come up, solutions, possibilities, choices are now available. And then you can now put that into practice. So I hope you can think more about that. That discernment is, you have to, discernment first starts with you to review your own thoughts and your feelings and your actions and your attitudes and pick the things that are causing harm in your relationships it's preventing you from progressing, from being able to get along, from being able to handle situations on the outside in a way that is beneficial to you. So with that, I will close today's episode. If you're interested in free online classes, or if you'd like to practice meditation at home and you need commentaries, there are free commentaries available. Go to the description below and you'll see the links. In the next few episodes, we'll talk about the other spiritual powers. So with that, remember your nature is peace. Protect it. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Because when you walk into a room, life gets a little sweeter. When I look at you, I see a little clearer. Through the years, it never changed. We'll put up a fight, because you're my love, my everything.